Good afternoon. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kim. How may I assist you today?
Kim, I had sent in where I was supposed to receive a Dutson vacuum cleaner. I got charged $49.89. I called and said, no, I did not want that. I was just supposed to pay shipping. And they said, okay. So they refunded $45 and said, well, we will send you the Dutson. Well, that was 12/18, and I have not gotten my shipping money back or the item.
Okay, yes, ma'am. One moment. Give me one moment. Okay. All right. May I have your zip code, please, ma'am?
63080.
63080?
Yes.
Can I have your first and last name?
Judith Childress.
Can you spell your, hold on, wait, give me 1 second. One moment. Computers are something else.
Yes, they are.
They really are. They really are.
They have a mind of their own.
Of their own, yes.
That's like spell check on your phone.
Oh, yeah, I can't stand that. When you text and you just want to do an autocorrect, I was like, oh.
Yeah, you come up saying all kinds of things
kinds
you didn't
stuff
want to say.
What is this? Can you spell your last name for me, please?
C-H-I-L-D-R-E-S-S, Childress.
Thank you. And your first name?
Judith.
J-U-D.
Or Judy. J-U-D-Y.
Okay, you go by Judy. Okay. Okay. That's probably why I couldn't find it. I think this is you. Can you verify your shipping and our mailing address for me, please, ma'am?
295 Highway WW, Sullivan, Missouri.
Okay, one moment. All right, so you ordered this on December 18th. This is a contest entry. Actually, your account has been canceled. Yep, your account has been canceled.
Well, they did not refund my shipping.
Yes, ma'am. It's been canceled and refunded.
They refunded the $45, but they did not refund the shipping for the item because they said it would still be shipped.
No, no. It's an app. You know, it's an app on your phone. It's on your computer, your phone. So it doesn't have a shipping handling charge.
Yes, it does. I paid $49.89, they refunded $45. $4.89 was not refunded because they said that was a shipping charge for the Dutson or Dyson.
Let me explain. Give me one moment of your time so I can explain to you what happened. Okay, so this is the information I have. Customers receive an email with a link for a survey. In exchange for completing the survey, you're offered a chance to purchase an entry ticket for a sweepstakes that offers various surprises, iPhone, Dyson vacuum, iPad, etc. Customers could be charged anywhere from $2 to $6.95 to enter the sweepstakes. In the terms and conditions for the sweepstakes, it also tells them that they'll be enrolled and a monthly subscription for the meal plan. Once you sign up for the meal plan, you'll receive an email with a link for the app. See, so there's no shipping and handling. And it automatically enrolled you in a meal plan, which explains the $49.89 charge that you had.
Well, that's not what they said whenever I called in and,
yes,
and told them I did not want that. They said that was a shipping charge.
No.
And that cannot be refunded.
No, ma'am, it wasn't a shipping charge. They automatically enrolled you in a contest entry or a meal plan. They automatically enrolled you in a meal plan that cost $49.89, but you have been refunded the $49.89, and your account has been canceled by a previous agent.
Well, I did not get the $4.89, and I'm not enrolled in anything.
Yeah, I don't see a $4.80-something charge. That was just for you to be enrolled in the sweepstakes. It's just like, you know, when you purchase a lottery ticket for a chance to win the lottery, you haven't actually won. But, yeah, it was just a contest, a sweepstakes. That's all you paid for a sweepstakes.
But that wasn't the way it stated it, and that wasn't the way the clerk told me either.
Oh, my goodness. I am so sorry. But that is the information that I have. To give to people, yes, ma'am.
Well, this is really a fraudulent because none of that was stated, and I read it before because I don't enter things like that. I don't do things like that. And I thought, and by the time I got into it, it was already being charged the $4.89, and that was it. Then I got the thing on my credit card saying $49.89, and I said, oh, I didn't do that, so I called in, and that's when the gal said, well, we'll be shipping the Dyson to you, and that's what the shipping charge is for. That's what was stated to me.
That's how it was stated to you. I do apologize. I don't know. No, because I have no control how businesses choose to advertise, but you put your money in for a chance, you know, to win.
That wasn't the way it looked on the app or whatever you want to call it.
So I can't, you know, issue a refund of the $4 and something on a change because it's not even on our end. On our end just shows the $49.89 charge.
Which they kept some of.
Let's see, did she issue a full refund?
She gave me back $45.
I can refund you the remainder of that because it cost $45.89.
So you're going to refund the $4.89?
Let me see how I can do this. Give me one moment. I'm going to reach out to the supervisor. Give me one moment. I'm saying when you were charged for. $49.89. So you're owed what,
$4.89.
I'll just refund you the rest because that's just. She's supposed to issue you a full refund. So I'm going to just go ahead and do that.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Look for that remainder in your bank account in 3 to 5 business days.
All right. Will do. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for calling customer support. And enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Bye-bye.